Hey, this is Dave Denniston. Welcome back to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast.
Look, it's alive. It's alive. It's moving. It's alive.
Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt and taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, with a love of fantasy books and funk, and a hatred of running more than 3 miles, Dave Denniston.
All right, everyone. Well, welcome back. So glad to have you here in this episode of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. We're going to be talking to our physician friends here who are getting closer to retirement. In case you didn't hear, back about 4 or 5 months ago, I did a podcast on how Social Security was changing. There is this thing called file and suspend, which is very soon going to be going away. So, if you are age 66 or older, if you're not yet collecting benefits, you definitely want to look at file and suspend by April 30th, 2016. Now, what is this? Basically, what happens is you file for a benefit, but then you suspend it. Now, why the heck would you want to do this? Basically, what it allows you to do is to allow a spouse or another dependent to collect benefits based off of your record. And then you could do the same with your spouse. So it's like you're getting money for your benefit without actually having to declare your benefit. So it's huge. Now what's going to happen is after April 30th, 2016, that the collection of spousal and dependent benefits are going to require the primary filer to collect them and forego delayed retirement credit. So you're not going to be able to max out on your Social Security like you have been in the past. It's like free money being thrown at you, you guys. So it was definitely something to take advantage of. Now, on top of all of that, there used to be a lump sum payment for suspended benefits. As a matter of fact, what I was telling my own parents to do, and they did this, was they filed early for my mom. So my dad actually just retired in 2015, and what my mom, she's been in poor health overall. So she's dealt with breast cancer a couple of times. She's had a few scares. And so I advised my mom when she turned about 63, let's start collecting your Social Security. And so mom started collecting Social Security. And then as dad got closer and closer to retirement, I said, Dad, as I found out about this strategy, you could file and take your spousal benefits off of mom's while delaying on taking your own Social Security. So this was so awesome because he was getting an extra $600, $700 a month without having to tap into his own SOCH. So mom's getting $1,400, $1,500 a month. Dad was getting $750 off of hers. Meanwhile, his own Social Security has been getting higher and higher. As a matter of fact, he's not 70 yet. He's going to be here in about a year. And then at that point, then he will collect his maximum Social Security, locking in that higher amount, which for breadwinners in a family like my dad has been, that's going to ensure that my mom has a highest possible income should my dad pass away before she does. So it's free money. We love free money. We want to take advantage of that opportunity. Now, for everyone else, there's two other different strategies. If you are married, you're age 62 or older, by the end of 2015 and you were not collecting benefits, you might want to take a look at the restricted application strategy. And that's what I was just referring to. So basically, you can file for spousal benefits. Now here's what's interesting, you guys, about spousal benefits and Social Security. Did you know that you don't actually have had to work for both parties of a couple? So for example, in order to collect Social Security, so for example, let's say that my mom didn't work, but my dad did. Well, my mom actually still could get a spousal benefit of up to 50% of my dad's income, even if she didn't work. So that's what this is talking about, that you can have your spousal benefit while delaying your individual benefit. Now, to maximize the survivor benefit, you want to do what my dad just did, which is to delay, delay, delay. But this has restricted application has now changed. So those who are 62 years old, I'm sorry, those who are younger than 62 years old at the end of 2015 will no longer have the ability to restrict their application to the spousal benefit and receive their delayed retirement credits. So what my dad did is no longer going to be possible. So bottom line, those of us who are younger than 62, all this cool stuff that my folks have done and other people have done, like file and suspend, as well as the restricted application, they're not going to be available. But if you are over 62, this is something you absolutely want to look at. So here's what you want to do, you guys. Evaluate your eligibility to file this. So again, you have to have been born before 54. You can't be yet collecting Social Security. You have to be at least your full retirement age, and you have to be eligible for spousal benefits. So, number three, well, what if you were born after 1953, which probably the majority of people listening to this podcast have been? Well, what we have to do now, you guys, we really have to consider our priorities. Now, obviously, if you file prior to your full retirement age, which who knows what that's going to be in the future, but for right now, that's about 67 years old for most of us. We want to delay, delay, delay as much as possible, because that's going to help us maximize our benefits. Now, another thing you might want to think about still is to maximize your survivor benefits to protect your spouse. So it may make sense that if someone is in poor health, as it was the case with my folks, that you could still collect early on one spouse, but then delay on the other. And basically, you want to focus on the breadwinner, you want to focus on life expectancy, you want to think about these different possible strategies. Now, here's something else that you guys may not be aware of with Social Security and the way that things work. When one spouse dies, you're going to lose one of your Social Security incomes. You get to keep the higher of the two. So if husband and wife was getting $3,000 a month, husband was getting $2,000 a month, and husband passes, she is going to lose that $2,000 a month that husband was getting from Social Security. She will only keep $3,000. So you want to consider maximizing Social Security. Consider the life expectancy. How long did your mom live? How long did your dad live? Is your health similar, different? How would you compare the two? And I think bottom line, guys, at the end of the day, the longer that we work, the better. However, getting financial freedom, I want to encourage everyone, pay off your debts. Get debt-free as soon as possible, because then you have freedom. You can be in medicine or not. Maybe you end up doing for 3 years some expert witnessing, or you do some other fun stuff. Maybe you have a whole new business. Maybe you have an information business where you're selling courses and helping people achieve better health outcomes, doing that rather than just being a physician. So I'd encourage you to think about having multiple streams of income. This way you can delay on Social Security planning. Heck, we don't know where it's going to be. I can tell you that based on current projections, that even if the Social Security fund runs out of money with current taxes, even in about 15, 20 years, there's still going to be enough to pay 60, 70% of the current benefits. So I think we can still count on Social Security being there, but perhaps ages will get increased, perhaps taxes will go up. Right now there's a cap on Social Security taxes of up to $120,000 a year. So anything you're currently making above $120,000 in your regular paycheck, you're not having to pay Social Security taxes on. It could very well be the case that that cap goes away. Medicare has no cap on it, but Social Security does. So we'll see what happens. We'll make adjustments. We'll take a look at Social Security again down the road, but I want to make sure everyone has this powerful information in their hands as they think about this next year. Particularly if you're 62 or older, there's some really cool stuff you can still do. So I'd like to hear from you. Is this something you'd consider? Is this something that you think is cool, or is this just kind of boring and you don't really like it? But either way, this powerful information can really make a difference in your lives. I'd love to hear from you. What questions do you have about Social Security or Medicare? What questions do you have about retirement income? How can I better serve you? For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Thank you so much for listening, and check back in again soon. Hey, this is Dave Denniston. I hope you liked today's episode. If you did, hey, please do me a favor and go into iTunes and give this a 5-star review. We have to get those reviews on up so more people can discover how to slash their debt and their taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. As a matter of fact, each month I'm giving out a prize package to one of our reviewers for the month. So make sure to go to iTunes right now and place your review. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you next time.